At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
A warm friendly hello, welcome to lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Spears, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast, and we've got a tremendous podcast for you. We're going to be keeping it to two parts today. Did not see a lot in terms of college basketball news and notes. One small one in that Joey Baker was dealing with a little bit of a hip issue. Transfer from Duke, he's going to be all good to go to start the season for Michigan, so that's a good sign there, but not necessarily something I want to be clearing out like 7-plus minutes to break down because it was a little bit expected for one and two. He's certainly going to be a piece for Michigan, but at the same time, I think we've got bigger things to talk about with Blake Lovell, like some of the teams that might be able to rise up in the SEC this season. There's one team in particular that he's going to be pointing out in the second segment that we're going to be diving into. I'm going to throw at him the conundrum of Ole Miss, the fact that they've got a lot of forwards and not really any guard play whatsoever, sort of his expectations for them this upcoming season, and just the style of play in the SEC in general. He's going to join me in a few weeks, might actually be closer to next week to do a full breakdown of the SEC, but something we're going to be pointing out is that the SEC doesn't necessarily have the world's greatest jump shooting in the world. There's also a conference that has suffered some losses that is going to be diminished a little bit, and then it's the losses from that conference that is going to be the gain for another conference that is really going to be rising up. So we're going to be talking about that as well with Blake. And if you ever have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to go for those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @GNet_81. Keep in mind, letters CM, they mean does not matter. So as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. And the other way, that is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast. Find that 5-star review. Keeping this one a little bit shorter today because Blake has some good stuff for us on the other side. And let's waste no time with it. Let's take the break that I need to and then come back with that interview with Blake on the flip side here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Spears, and now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets.
Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Las Vegas, but it's with myself, Greg Gibbs Spears, and now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Always great to get this guest on, as Blake Lovell is doing an absolutely amazing job over there at Southeastern 14. I know that he does a few podcasts, including the Lockdown SEC podcast, Marching to Madness podcast. Here we go down the line. He does absolutely amazing work taking a look at the great game of college basketball. One of the main writers and editors over there at Blue Ribbon Yearbook as well, which that is a great resource to get you guys all caught up and get set for the upcoming college basketball season. And to be able to follow Blake on Twitter, easy enough, at the Blake Lovell. Last name is spelled L-O-V-E-L-L. And Blake, it is always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, always enjoying, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Blake, we are a little bit over 3 weeks away from the start of the college basketball season. We're starting to get more and more of these media days. If I'm not mistaken, the SEC's media days, that is going to be coming up within the next few days. But with that said, when it comes to the SEC in general, I do think that it's going to be a really interesting conference. And when it comes to who you've all got at the top, I do think that in terms of Kentucky, they certainly do deserve to be there along with Arkansas, but I think that there's really a nice tier below those. I guess you'd call them big two in Arkansas versus Kentucky, because I could easily see, when it's all said and done, right around five teams being ranked in the top 25.
Yeah, I don't disagree at all, Greg. And I think, like you said, that was kind of my initial thing when I started to go through these teams and really dive into them a bit. It was, all right, I know I'm kind of going to start with Kentucky and Arkansas. I know there's probably a group of three or so teams behind them in Alabama, Auburn, and Tennessee that I feel like are probably going to be around that range, although I think some people would maybe throw A&M in there. And again, you've got some kind of fun wild cards with teams like Florida and LSU. But I'll be honest with you, Greg, the team that I've been way more impressed with than I – and I don't say I didn't think I would be, but I think I would put Tennessee right there with Kentucky and Arkansas at this point in terms of their potential. When you look at everything they're bringing back, yes, they've got to replace Kennedy Chandler. We know someone who really had the ball in his hands a lot last year. But when you just look at the group they're going to start out there with Zakai Ziegler, Santiago Vescovi, really one of the better backcourts, maybe not just in the SEC, but when you put that group up against, you know, some of the guard groups around the country, they've got a good chance in that one. And you take, you know, Josiah Jordan James, someone who I think, you know, Tennessee's simply better whenever he's on the floor and he's scoring. We saw that last year. You bring in the five-star from Julian Phillips. Tom was back, played really well before that ankle injury. And they've got some options there off the bench, you know, whether it's Tyreek Key, guys like that. So this Tennessee team, I think, honestly, Greg, is one that I really have my eye on, because it seems like the same story we have every year. You expect Tennessee to have a lot of success in the regular season. Once they get the NCAA tournament, we know kind of the thought process with Rick Barnes and the ability or lack thereof to get deep into the tournament. But just on paper, I really like what I see from this Tennessee team. And like I said, that's not the knock. The other teams around them, like an Auburn or Alabama, I think have a lot of potential. Tennessee's probably the team that I may be moving up the most here at the moment.
And I'm so glad that you point out Josiah Jordan James as well, because he's one of those, as I always like to call them, Swiss Army knife guys. He's going to give you right around like 8-9 points per contest, 5 or so rebounds, 3 assists, a block, a steal per contest. And those are the guys that I really think go under the radar, because when you have all of these like first team all SEC, you're able to go down the list of conferences, first team all Big Ten, whatever conference you want to throw out there. You always look at the flashy guys that they give you 15 plus points per contest. the guys that they're going to give you a double-digit amount of rebounds. And when it comes to someone like a Josiah Jordan-James, he doesn't get as much of the fanfare, but I think that these are some of the guys that going into the regular season that I think a lot of people should be looking at. And if you're looking for guys that they can lend value to a team, I think that Josiah Jordan-James, someone like that, is Exhibit A, because I love what he brings to the table for the Tennessee team.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing about him is, like, we all know he has that first team all SEC type potential, and he's got the makeup, the frame, the body to play in the NBA, former five-star guy. And you just kind of look at, you said, I mean, everything he does, like, he's one of the more versatile guys, I think, in the SEC. And I think he led him in rebounding last year, block shots. Like, he can basically guard anybody on the floor, 1 through 5. Those are the kind of guys that are just invaluable. And I think with his scoring ability too, when you add him to this mix, I mean, starting five-wise, I think how everything plays out on the bench may be yet to be determined with Tennessee. Jonas Adu's still there. Plastic's still there. We talked about Key coming in. But 1 through 5, I mean, you put this starting five maybe out there for Tennessee, and with James in there and all the others I mentioned, yeah, I think the Vols are kind of sitting in a pretty good spot heading into the season.
And the big question for Tennessee is, we've seen them be able to do really good work in the regular season, the SEC. Can they finally bust through in the NCAA tournament? As many people out here in Las Vegas have not been too happy with Tennessee in recent years that have bet on them. So we shall see if they're able to bust through there, as Blake Lovell does great work over there at SEC 14. Southeastern 14 is joining me on the podcast. And Blake, what I do think is interesting coming into the season is that Oscar Tshiebwe, he underwent a little bit of a surgery on his knee. Now, it doesn't sound like it's anything serious. I know that John Calipari was tweeted on this, but should we perhaps be making a little bit more out of this? Or, in your opinion, does this not really affect them at all? Because what I think is really the takeaway here is that when it comes to like SEC play and everything like that, Oscar Tshiebwe, no question, he's going to be fine unless if it is re-aggravated and or you just get a different injury in general. But when it comes to Kentucky, I took a look at their schedule coming into the season. Up until that Champions Classic, they've got games against like Howard and Duquesne. And my expectation would be, perhaps for people like myself that bet on some of these, shall we say, lesser games and games in which Kentucky should be winning by 20-plus points, but finding a little bit of value there, because I would think that Oscar Tshiebwe might be playing a few fewer minutes in that game, because I think that Kentucky learned very well last season, and John Calipari always has this mindset in general, but I'm sure last year just pounded that home even more. It's all about what you do in March rather than what you do in like November against Duquesne.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's something where rarely do you get back the consensus national player of the year, and are kind of in a position that Kentucky's in this season. Like you said, not just the expectation that they're going to compete for a national title, but you are coming off of what happened in the NCAA tournament last season. And I think there is that added pressure now, again, with the fact that Tshiebwe is coming back. There's no reason not, you know, to have that same expectation that we know they're going to have every single season. They don't just want to get to the Final Four. They want to win it all. I think for him, absolutely, that they will be very careful in terms of what they do with him. As Calipari said, it is a minor procedure. But again, when you're talking about someone that we know too, Greg, he's the kind of player that you're not going to be able to take off the floor, and you don't want to take off the floor. And I think it is one where, would we be surprised if they maybe ease him in a little bit early on? Not at all, because it's more about the bigger picture. And you're talking about someone that, without question, you know, he is going to be what either leads you to a national championship, if you think that's what you can get to as a team, or, you know, if that injury is something that you push him out there too quickly and maybe aggravates it a little bit, you know, that can send you way far in the opposite direction, because there's not a more impactful player in college basketball, in my opinion, again, being that he is the consensus national player of the year. He's coming back. It'll be interesting to see how Kentucky manages that.
Yep, and I just still go back to the game that we saw last season against a Western Kentucky team that has Jamerian Sharp, who stands 7'5" and had 4.6 blocks per contest. Oscar Tshiebwe by himself out-rebounded the entire Western Kentucky team. It was a little bit of a strange game that Western Kentucky took at the last minute, but still, Oscar Tshiebwe by himself out-rebounded a team with someone who's saying 7'5". That's all that you need to know right there about Oscar Tshiebwe. He's trying to be on the podcast. We do have Blake Lovell. Ironically enough, that team of Western Kentucky, the more I look at them, the more that I do like them coming into the college basketball season. I do think that Slick Rick has been able to do a solid job there. But just in terms of some of the teams that you're diving into for this upcoming season, because I know that you did a few conferences and did amazing work over there at Blue Ribbon, are there a few teams that, just as you do your research, as you get the T's crossed and the I's dotted for everything that you've got for the upcoming college basketball season, that the more you look at them, the more you're just becoming a little bit of a believer that they could have a big season.
Well, Greg, it's going to be interesting here because I would like to take it away from the SEC, but there's one team I looked at in the SEC yesterday that we know has not exactly had a lot of success in recent seasons, to say the least, although they did turn a bit of a corner last year. And that's Vanderbilt. And I know this is going to surprise some people because you're thinking they're going to lose Scottie Pippen. And it's like, well, how on earth could you possibly be better? And I'm not saying they're necessarily going to be better, but you lose him and you have to replace so many things. But honestly, Greg, when you look at this roster a little bit deeper, the size they're going to have with Liam Robbins, with Quentin Melora Brown, two guys that are 6'10 or taller, and then they're bringing in, you know, Dort, who is just a very, very talented freshman. If you look at that, Jordan Wright was someone that kind of elevated his game last year. Miles Studi, really good shooter. They're going to bring in a guy like Noah Shelby, I think, who'll be able to help them shooting-wise, too. But I don't think Vanderbilt's an NCAA tournament team, Greg, by any means. I think that they are more intriguing than maybe I thought they would be. Again, that's one where, quite honestly, when I started kind of diving deeper into them, I was thinking, am I going to put them anywhere other than 14th? And now I'm looking around and wondering, man, I think I could put them above that team, above that team. Now, again, whether that plays out, it's all a matter of how you replace Scottie Pippen, who we know, you know, was someone that just did so many good things for that program and did help them kind of turn a corner. So I think that's one of the interesting things. I'll tell you another thing, Greg, it's kind of more of a general thing overall, but I think it's the new look OVC, which you and I have talked about the OVC a lot before in terms of...
That was a tough preview.
That was a tough one, but, you know, I still look at it a bit more ever since we did kind of talk about the OVC and just really looking at it and wondering what is going to be, you know, like the new identity of this OVC, because it has taken such a hit in terms of the teams that have left. And I think that's also on the flip side, Greg, when you talk about now you flip it to the Missouri Valley, right? And you wonder, you know, some of these teams and kind of what that's going to look like on the flip side of that. When we talk about kind of the exit from the OVC, you know, with Belmont coming in and such. And so I think that's kind of fascinating, too, when you look at it from that standpoint, you know, Murray State, Belmont joining the group. It's kind of a combination there of how rough could it be for the OVC overall in terms of just the identity of where that conference is headed. But also on the flip side, how exciting could it be in the Missouri Valley now when you consider kind of the new pieces that have been added to the puzzle there?
And for the Missouri Valley, they do lose Loyola Chicago. So the team that had really been the flag bearer for them the last few years, ever since they made that dramatic Final Four run, that does hurt them a little bit. But you bring in Murray State and you bring in Belmont. The loss of, well, both of our sanities when we did that Ohio Valley Conference preview, and the loss of the Ohio Valley Conference as a whole, is certainly the gain of the Missouri Valley Conference, as Blake Lovell is joining me on the podcast. And I'm so glad that you brought up Vanderbilt, because they are a little bit of a befuddling team to me in the SEC. But the one reason why I do think, to your point, they could be able to contend is that just in the SEC in general, I'm sure you notice this as well, a lot of these teams, they play super duper fast, but the shooting last year was way off for so many of these teams. Tennessee was actually a pretty decent shooting team during the regular season when they really needed it in the NCAA tournament. They came up snake eyes, but with the SEC, you don't really have a lot of good shooting teams. And if you're able to control the glass, like, I mean, Kentucky was able to do with Oscar Tshiebwe, who I sang the praises of him a few minutes ago, that is going to be very, very important. And that leads me to just how Ole Miss is going to look, because with Ole Miss, they're a team that I'm feeling a little bit down on. And the more that I look at them, I just don't know how it's going to look, because I point out that you need not necessarily a ton of shooting in this conference, but I take a look at Ole Miss and what they did, and I really felt like in the transfer portal, if they were able to pick up a guard or two, that they would be able to get things going. They lose someone like a Luis Rodriguez, who I was talking about how Josiah Jordan James, he's a very good Swiss Army knife player. I felt like Luis Rodriguez was sort of that for Mississippi the last few seasons, but I take a look at this Ole Miss bunch, and I'm just befuddled by them, because they bring in someone like a Josh Mbala, who, I mean, I like Josh Mbala. At the same time, he doesn't fill a need. Javius McInnes, great rebounder at Jackson State. Another guy with no versatility. Theo Akwuba, someone who's able to do a great job of shot blocking. He's 6'11". He doesn't shoot any threes at all. And for Ole Miss, they've got like 17 forwards they can use and nobody to bring the ball up.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting dilemma, like you said, because the SEC, we talked about over the years, traditionally one of the worst three-point shooting conferences in the country. You know, there have been some years, I think, when you look at the numbers, they've not been bad, but rarely, Greg. I don't even remember the last time we would have said that the SEC was an above average, like jump shooting, 3-point shooting type league, because everything seems to be going on at the rim and getting to the free throw line. That seems to be the strength of a lot of these teams, which is not that surprising with the size and such. But you know, you talk about Ole Miss, it is one of those teams where we probably talked about it last year. They had to be top five, Greg, in terms of like injuries and just a team that just could not get it together because they had so many guys miss a lot of games due to injuries. And I think now when you look at the roster, it does feel like kind of one where we have to bring in guys by necessity to try to figure out, you know, exactly how we're going to put all this together. And it remains to be seen if that's exactly how it'll play out. I think the one good thing that they do have going for him is getting someone back like Deshaun Ruffin. Now, we talk about size. He's a 5'9 guard, but still, he was kind of someone that we really saw come along really well last season. And I think him getting that knee injury late in the season, that took some, again, adding to the injury problems they had. I think getting him back is going to be very important. I'm curious to see, you know, how much better he can make everybody else, because he was someone that really improved his game. And can he kind of pull all the pieces around him together to put a product out there, you know, that will be able to compete maybe towards the top half of the SEC? I think it's going to be a challenge in terms of those teams that you're going to probably put 1-7, 1-8, that I think will all have a chance to make the NCAA tournament, maybe even a ninth there if you have a surprise team like a Missouri or someone like that. So, yeah, it does feel, you know, like it's going to be another season where on paper they've got to keep everybody healthy, and that's just not something they were able to do last season with all the injuries. Even if they do that, it's going to be interesting to see kind of who are the next kind of breakout guys, maybe like a Ruffin was last year.
I do think that he's going to be very interesting, and for Ole Miss, they're going to need him to be able to fire on all cylinders, because there's not a whole heck of a lot else. I take a look at another team like a Louisville, they're sort of in that same spot where I take a look at the backcourt, it is L. Ellis, and it's L. Ellis. So that is going to be something that is going to be very fascinating to see, because we've got a few teams that are like that in college basketball. And Blake, I know you're doing a great job of being able to follow it all. I know that your main beat is the SEC, but you do a great job of a little bit of everything. I know that you always do the Horizon League as well. When it comes to Blue Ribbon Yearbook, you did a great job on that publication. So love to give people at home know it's all on tap for you and how people can follow along on social media and other platforms.
Yeah, always appreciate it, Greg. Like you said, we are not that far away from the start of the season at this point. Doing a lot of stuff right now to get ready. Like I said, a lot of SEC-focused stuff you can find at southeastern14.com there. Everything else, and follow me on Twitter at the Blake Lovell. As I always say, Greg, I kind of go into hibernation on Twitter during the offseason, but I let everybody else just kind of continue to follow all the 18 million transfers and all that on Twitter. But now it's almost time to come out of the cubby hole, I guess, Greg, and get ready to start tweeting again with the season just around the corner.
Absolutely. It is going to be here before we know it, a little bit over 3 weeks away from the start of the college basketball season. I know that Blake is primed up and ready for it and always does a great job whenever he joins this podcast of lending great insights. A big thanks to Blake for joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops, now a part of the Beeson Family Podcast. And if you like hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. And if you've got a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you have one of two ways we have for those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at GNRS41. Keep in mind, letters EM, maybe does not matter. As per usual, please just send these into the timeline. Other way, that is fine. An Apple Podcast review, if you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated from there. You're able to find whatever you'd like to see on this podcast. And we're doing everything humanly possible to get you set for the upcoming college basketball season. As I post this up, we are down to 23 days until the start of the college basketball season. So I have 4 conference previews to do with you guys. Blake is going to be back with me in most likely a week, might be closer to 2 weeks, but about a week or so to break down the SEC with me. Going to give you guys the Big 12, the Atlantic 10, and the Pac-12 within the next two and a half weeks. And then we'll take the last few days, tie up anything that you want to hear on this podcast for prep work for the upcoming college basketball season. Then once we get in season, picks and analysis on every single game, every single day. So I will chat at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.